diapason of heaven. The real Christian scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. Miscellaneous 206. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materiality are not enthroned in my consciousness. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names from personal sense to spiritual sense, and we see ourselves and others as spiritual individualities, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. All things are possible with God, and that includes my focus on the diapason of heaven in this recording. I will not let anything interfere with my thought or my consciousness. Nothing has power to decrease my capacity, capability, functionality, facility, because it comes from God. It is permanent. I am a reflection of God. Nothing can break the connection between the source of all existence, which is God, because the manifestation of God is included as source. Source and manifestation are one. God is all there is. God is all in all. The truth in this treatment applies to every individual. There is no such thing as personality. God is no respecter of persons, for person is a false sense of man, a false sense of the sons and daughters of God. I am a son of God, and nothing can interfere with my connection with my true Father, Mother, God. My true Father, Mother, God is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, love. God is the great I Am, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. Principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, love, all substance, intelligence. God is the only soul. Soul is spiritual sense. The only senses that I reflect and can reflect are the only senses that are real. These real senses are of the substance of spirit, therefore they are spiritual senses. These senses are spiritual seeing, spiritual hearing, spiritual feeling, spiritual tasting, spiritual smelling. These faculties, these facilities, these capacities, these functionalities, all are from God. God is good. God is spirit. Therefore, these capacities, functionalities, facilities, capabilities are spiritual. There is no matter. There is no material sense. There is no mortal mind. The only substance is spirit. The only mind is immortal mind. Divine, incorporeal, supreme, and infinite mind. The only spirit is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite spirit. The only soul is divine and supreme, incorporeal, divine, infinite soul. The only principle is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite principle. Principle is all system and all structure. It is always in balance, always harmonious, and therefore there is no reality to what may appear as chaos. Chaos is not real. It is nothing, and I know it. Life is incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite. Life is the living of God's qualities, living the God's qualities with vigor and vitality. Good is God, spirit, omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresent, omni-knowing God. There is no other knowing. There is no other intelligence. There is no other wisdom except God. For God is all source, and that includes all manifestation. All existence is the manifestation of God. The substance of all existence is spirit. There is no matter. There is no mortal mind. The only mind is immortal mind. There is no mortal mind. The only spirit is God. The only substance is spirit. Spirit is flawless. Spirit is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. Spirit is transparent. Spirit is reflection. The only soul is the soul of God, which is spiritual. There is no matter in soul, because matter does not exist. That is the opposite of spirit, and spirit is real. Matter is unreal. The only principle is spiritual principle. Harmonious, balanced, always operating. It is self-operating. It is system and structure, both of which are spirit, composed of the only substance there is. Substance is spirit, flawless. The only life there is the life of God. That is my life. That is the life of everyone. Everyone is an individual manifestation of God. There is no such thing as a personality. That is a false sense of spiritual individuality. All seeing is perfect seeing, because God is all seeing. And the seeing of God reveals to God's reflection, which is me and everyone else, the truth about our source, the truth about our perfection, which is God. God is life. Life is the expression of all the qualities of God. That life is spiritual life, for there is no matter. There is no mortal mind. So that life is an expression of divine mind in action. Divine mind is the only governor, the only director, the only creator. All creative capacity is in mind. Divine mind, immortal mind, incorporeal, supreme and infinite mind. There is no boundary. God is truth. The only truth there is spiritual motive, spiritual consciousness. Truth is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. It is real. The opposite of truth is error. It is non-existent. Therefore, unreal. It is a false concept of truth. It tries to mock truth, but can get nowhere because no one will give it any residence in their thought, speech, or action. God is love. Love is completeness, fulfillment, wholeness. Love is the only plan and design. It is the oil of spirit, the lubricant that gives smoothness and harmonious principle to every operation, every action. There is no overaction, underaction, reaction. The only action is the action of God, and it is perfect, in perfect sequence, perfect harmony, and complete. God is all there is. Every law, every order, every substance is the substance of spirit, which is perfect all the time. And the only time is now. The only place is here, because God is omnipresent, always. Amen.